The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hey, it's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Ahead of the weekend, Jenny Sinclair from Netball Scoop has been speaking to Nat Medhurst about her thoughts on the season.
Nat, we're only one round in, but can you please share your thoughts on each team and let us know which athletes you'll be keeping an eye on? So we start with the Vixens and we'll work our way down the ladder from last year.
The Vixens, I think it's a tough one for them. I think they're an incredibly well-drilled side and obviously coming off the premiership last year, but then they have had obviously a couple of retirements and then Lizzie Watson, and the fact that it's all in that front end for them, it is a massive loss and a big hole to fill, and I think especially across that transverse line, I'm not too sure that they're really settled on who's going to fit into that spot and I guess really control that attack line when you've got, you know, Kate Maloney predominantly running the central wing defence. But I think defensively they're going to provide a lot of opportunities. We know how good that defensive line is and they are able to mix that up, but it's just them, I guess, really then being able to capitalise on the opportunities that they are given.
And did it surprise you to see Ruby Barkmyer get so much time over the more experienced Kaylee Stanton?
No, not necessarily. I think, you know, Kaylee has been around for a long time, but I think from an actual on-court perspective, she's still, I guess, quite young and raw in that sense. She was, you know, she's been at Fever for a few years previously, but she wasn't getting a lot of court time. And she may have as well had a few nerves. I've been there before when you play against your old team, and it certainly is quite a bit of a strange feeling when you do run out there. So, you know, I'm sure Kaylee will put her hand back up. She'll want to, I guess, prove a point not only to herself, but obviously to Vixen. She's only signed 1 year contract, but I think it's exciting as well for other players to be given an opportunity to see what they can do with it.
And we saw the Vixens go down to Fever. Fever are looking quite strong again this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if anything, they've strengthened their lineup with the introduction of Sasha Glasgow into their lineup. And, you know, they were the grand finalists last year. They missed out by only one goal in taking home that premiership. So we know what they're capable of. They've been formidable the last few seasons. And, you know, I know when I did my predictions, SSM predictions, that I put them as a pretty good chance of still making the grand final. They'll certainly, I think, make finals. You know, and I guess that then raises a whole heap of other questions, which are around the salary cap and points. But, they are. They're obviously an amazing side. They have now another year together, and I think Sasha will give them a bit more flexibility through that attack line and, you know, possibly be able to mix things up with Janelle, maybe getting some rest time on the bench.
And there aren't many existing combinations in Suncorp Super Netball for national coach Stacey Marinkovic to look at. Is that growing partnership between Sunday R. Yang and Courtney Bruce one that you'd like the look of?
Yeah, I do. I think Sunday was really impressive last season with her. I've tipped her as the Rookie of the Year and for the 21 season. And, you know, she came out absolutely firing in that game against the Vixens. And I think her getting out there on court, we know she can play basically all three defensive positions as well, and being able to have that flexibility from a coach's perspective would be great, particularly when you don't really feel like you lose anything. In fact, you can enhance it. And I love seeing Courtney Bruce out there at goal defence. You know, she's obviously great at goalkeeper, but I think when she's out at goal defence, firstly her drive that she can give the attack line on transition, but I think she just gets on with her business. When she's back at goalkeeper, she can get caught up a bit too much in the theatrics and, you know, playing with a bit of drama, which always does my head in watching defenders do that. Whereas, yeah, when she's out of goal defence, she just plays her game. We know how dangerous she can be, and her ability to read the ball is phenomenal. So I think with her and Sunday, they're both incredibly dynamic players, read the ball incredibly well. And it's a combination I'm certainly looking to see more of.
And Sunshine Coast Lightning haven't skipped a beat with Mahalia Cassidy in centre. How do you see their chances this season?
I think, you know, since they came into the competition, well, with the inception of the league a few years ago, you know, they've certainly shown what they're capable of. And I guess there would have been a few questions raised, particularly with the loss of Langman, in terms of what was going to happen with that midcourt. But Mahalia, you know, is a very solid, smooth player, and I think she really complements particularly Laura Sherian, who's quite a fast-paced, dynamic kind of player. And, yeah, Mahalia just settles in really nicely. And I think when you look at then both ends of the court for the Lightning, they've got really solid combinations. You know, that defensive lineup is probably the best in the competition, and they're always going to get so much ball. And I think as well, Steph Wood coming back from injury, probably looking a bit more refreshed in that first game that we saw in Cohen, would have gained so much confidence from what she was able to do with the Aussie Diamonds that, yeah, you'll expect them to certainly cause a lot of headaches.
And in the Swifts' extra time win over the Queensland Firebirds, their midcourt was far more settled than last year when they were searching for that right combination. How important is it for them to have that settled lineup this year?
Oh, I think, you know, across all the teams, it's going to be really important to have a really solid starting combination. I know, you know, you do need to be able to have that flexibility, but I think some teams and coaches go so far the other way that it just becomes a bit of a musical bibs sort of situation where, you know, you're just pulling people on and off. And obviously there's now the rotating subs as well, but sometimes the players that are out there need to know how to grind out, you know, a hard-fought win or get themselves back into it. And it helps build that confidence and that stability around those teams, all those lineups that are out there. So, you know, I think Swiss, they obviously would have been incredibly disappointing in missing out on a grand final last year. You know, they're pretty much the same as what they were in 2020. So for them to be able to build on those combinations and really, I guess, as you said, grind out some big wins and some tough wins will be really important.
Yeah, definitely. And the Firebirds are a team that everyone's been talking up this year. In their narrow round one loss, they had a massive 95 penalties. How costly is it for a team to have their athletes out of play so often?
It's very costly, and, you know, they probably should have won that game. I still don't know how on earth they managed to throw it away with 16 seconds to go and to go into overtime. So they'd be kicking themselves for that. But I think with umpires, once you certainly attract their attention, they're very switched on. And, you know, I think the defensive end for the Firebirds is incredibly exciting. Firebirds have always been known for having a really strong defensive end from back in the Laura Geitz, Claire McMenamin days. And the players that they have there now are really starting to build on that combination and that maturity, but they now need to take it one step further in knowing when to switch up defensively, just to, I guess, give themselves a bit of reprieve from the umpire's whistle so that they can stay in it. Because it is, it can be very, very costly. And I guess if you've attracted that attention and that amount of whistle, if it comes down to a 50-50 sort of ball, the umpires are going to go in favour of the attackers. So, yeah, they're certainly going to need to clean that up because that's just far too high at this level.
Yeah, it was a lot. The umpires must have had a sore mouth after the game. And the Giants are another team that showed a lot pre-season. They're a very defence-heavy team, and to make matters worse, have unfortunately just lost Kira Austin for the season. Is their attacking lineup potentially going to be an issue given both of those reasons?
Possibly, I guess, you know, obviously it's absolutely devastating for Kira, and hopefully everything goes well with her surgery and rehab, and they've replaced her with one of their young ones as a permanent replacement. And I guess it's how they manage it. I think some teams can go either way in terms of those young ones really grab that opportunity with both hands, and, you know, they can fly under the radar a bit because no one really knows who they are, so they might not cop as much attention. But it's also then possibly going to put a lot of pressure on their captain, their head shooter in Joe Harden. So I guess how they manage that and really support each other will be incredibly crucial. But, you know, if their defensive lineup is strong enough to constantly give them opportunities to be able to score, then I guess you'll want to hope that Joe Harden can really lead that attack line to then make the most of them.
Yeah, and we saw the Thunderbirds make the most substitutions of any team this round as they search for that right midcourt combination. How much is not renewing Chelsea Pittman's contract going to hurt them?
Oh, I think it'll hurt them a bit. I mean, time will tell. They've had quite a few changes just, you know, outside of Chelsea. But I think what she was able to deliver out there on court was phenomenal. She was their captain, incredibly skillful and such a smart, smart player. And I think that's, as I mentioned before, where teams chop and change too much, it's not a good thing. And you would have hoped that there's been a lot of, that would have all been done in pre-season with testing those different combinations. And, you know, you might see a bit more of it in these early rounds, but then there's got to be a point, I think, when Tanya and the coaches really settle on that starting lineup. I think they've got a really exciting shooting lineup. You know, their defenders, as I guess most of these teams, are really defensively strong, and that's the case for the Thunderbirds. But yeah, they're certainly going to have to figure out who is going to be playing in what position to really, I guess, give them the success that, you know, I guess the club has been starved of. It feels like every year they're constantly rebuilding, so there needs to be some sort of, I guess, settle lineup amongst all the craziness.
Yeah. And turning to your most recent team, the Magpies, it's so good to see Kelsey Brown and Ash Barrasall return, but they must be wondering if they're cursed because we've just seen Molly Jovic and Jeeva Mentor out for round two. What are your thoughts on the Magpies this year?
Well, they probably hated me for it. And I know I got a text message from Richo when it came out about the fact that I'd tipped them to get the wooden spoon. I think just looking at the lineup and obviously other teams as well and with the changes, they are going to struggle. I think they're certainly going to be competitive, and I know they'll want to prove me wrong. But, you know, round two and having those two injuries out, particularly the captain and Molly, who I think really does a lot through that midcourt and really helps Kelsey shine, is going to be, I guess, really a big loss for them. And hopefully it is only just for the one round. But I think my biggest question marks for Collingwood are around that attack line. Gabby Sinclair, she's, I guess, really only in her second season, so she's quite young and immature. Shimona Nelson, she fumbled quite a bit in that first round game, no doubt due to a bit of nerves, and then they have a new cup shooter as well. So I just question their ability to really be consistent from a shooting perspective to put that pressure on the opposition attack line is going to be, yeah, I guess one that they're going to have to work incredibly hard at. But as you said, to have Brazzy back out there in particular, I think she's really going to put her hand up for the wing defence position for the Australian Diamonds, and Kelsey's looking incredibly fit. So, I think it's going to be interesting to see how they go. They're going to challenge teams, but I don't think that they'll make finals.
And we saw Ash Barrasall used most both at centre and wing defence. Where do you think she's most valuable?
Oh, it's a tough one. I think, you know, her defensive ability, I think how she really helps complement Jeeva and Jodie Anne in that defensive end is fantastic. But I love her at centre. I think her athleticism, she still provides that defensive element when the ball is in the opposition attack line. But her drive through, and I know I was talking to my partner Samuel after the game, her athleticism in the air, in particular in the attack line, is just so great. I don't know how she gets to some of the balls she can. And I remember when I'd play with her, I'd throw passes to her that I wouldn't throw to anyone else just because you knew that she was going to be able to get them. And I think as well, the fact in attack, she will look long. She will back in Shimona if she's on court to be able to get those balls. And that's something that you need to instill confidence in your shooters, but to also bypass a lot of the, I guess, busyness and stuff that's going on. She will certainly look over that S, and, you know, that's a great asset that she brings into that attack line as well.
Remember, Netball Scoop has the latest from the league, an in-depth article with our favourite international stars as well. You can sign up on the forums, keep an eye out for us on there as well. And their newsletters have all the latest from the game. Sign up online, netballscoop.com.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.